This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
We are so overly sensitive as a nation, and I'm going to tell you, there's no end in sight to this sensitivity. When you look at leftism, they will find whatever thing that you know, that somebody may go, oh, well, this is my problem, and they illuminate it. They are worse, pardon me, they are worse than an abusive relation. You know what I mean? Like, an abusive man. I'll give you an example. I can tell you this firsthand. When I was younger and in sales, I had the good fortune, bad fortune, however you want to look at it, of hanging around some of the most stunning women on the planet, and they were dancers. And I got to know the types. There were the types that said, I'm making, you know, I need the money. I grew up hard. It's a ramp into a life of debauchery, and I'm okay with that, etc. And then there were those that said, I'm paying for college, I'm doing this for a couple of years, making enough money to find me my trophy husband, and I'm done. I saw it all, the entire spectrum, from the crackheads to the women who could go on to become the wives of senators, okay, or president. I mean, these women were stunning. So I got to know them quite well. And when I tell you, it was Million Dollar Saloon in Dallas, Texas. And if you know anything about gentlemen's clubs, this was top notch. People from all over the world knew Million Dollar Saloon. And I was the ends out there because I was on an expense account. And I was taking hobnobbing with executives from all over the world. All the time. I was in that place once a week. I mean, there were times where I wouldn't go for 3 months. But when we had a lot of visitors come in for our company, I was the designated dude to take them out. And guess where most of these respectable 50 and 60 something year old men wanted to go after dinner? Yeah, Million Dollar Saloon. Guys that you'd never believe would want to go to Million Dollar Saloon. We go, Kevin, can you take us to Million Dollar Saloon? So I take them. And I dropped $1,500, which it doesn't seem like a lot these days, but at the time, man, I mean, I was high roller. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So I'm dropping this kind of money. These girls are like, whoa, who is this guy? And I'm like, yeah, get him a dance. Yeah, I've got drinks going, the whole thing, expense account, no, never bounces my credit card. Boop, it's good. So, you know, I mean, it started out, I was kind of bemarked, like, oh, you got to get with him. He's a great guy. He's going to have got a lot of people coming in. So that went on for a while, but then it got to the point where the girls were like, you know, he's a cool cat. You know, he's a nice looking dude, blah, blah, blah. So I got invited to their events, and I got to know the girls or the women. And I remember taking Bill, I won't say his last name, but I took him to his bachelor party, was there, and I think to this day, Bill wants to, he still loves me, because every woman that came out, oh my gosh, she's the most beautiful woman I've ever seen. Oh my God. So anyway, well, here's what the point. You'd see these girls, and I would be with them, and they'd be like, you know, I mean, we'd be with this gorgeous girl, just stunning. She's a nine. And they'd go, I know, Kevin, but, you know, but Amber, and they'd always use their stage names. But Amber, I mean, she's like so beautiful. I love her hair. And I would be like, you do realize that you are equally lovely. I mean, I know, but I just wish I had a little more here and I take a little bit off here. And what I learned is that they denigrate themselves to the point where average guys get to date them because they beat each other up. And even we'd be around them and even other girls, when they would say something like, well, I mean, yes, she's got a bigger chest, but your legs are amazing. And the woman wouldn't go, oh, you know, thank you on my legs and go, you know what? My legs are amazing. And I know my legs, but I mean, I still like to have a little bit more up top. And I would be just floored at how they didn't think of, I mean, they knew they were beautiful, but they could easily be talked into not being beautiful. They call it negging when guys do it. And so people are so sensitive, and I look at the way that these women behave, and I go, I see how people can be talked down. That's the point. So the story I'm talking about that I'm bringing to you is this food vendor in Rockland County, which is outside of New York City. He provided lunch to schools in celebration of Black History, and he decided to serve chicken and waffles with watermelon for dessert on the opening of Black History Month. And now he's apologizing. I didn't realize it would be insensitive and whatever else. Okay, so you can't take something that Black people sort of own, chicken and waffles, and watermelon, without it being mocking. What can be an homage to Black people? What is it? Do you have to? If you make a Malcolm X cake, is that mocking? If it's an MLK cake, is it what cupcakes or you know, MLK put in a watermelon? You know, in terms of art, what's mocking or what's honoring? Because to me, one man's mock is another man's honor. What are you talking about? It's mocking us. They said the menu is said to have elicited confusion and anger from some students, together with their parents, who saw the menu as reinforcing negative stereotypes about the African American community. Okay, so what should they have done? What food, if they served Chinese food, what do you think would have happened? I'm asking you people listening to the Kevin Jackson Network what they have said. Why couldn't they serve some Black people food, some soul food? I mean, they're going to serve Chinese food on the opening of February. I mean, Black History Month? I mean, come on, y'all. When are you... here's my point, among other points. You're never going to please them. Why would I... If I serve chicken and waffles, I guarantee you I'm not apologizing. I'd say it was an homage to Blacks. I remember the first chicken and waffle place that opened up. It was a Black dude, blah, blah, blah. And I hope you put some Aunt Jemima syrup on them, on those waffles. When do we stop this nonsense? The answer is, as long as there's leftists, it will never stop. People have been, they've been taught to complain about everything. You will get no consensus. If you had said to all the parents, give us your recommendations for food, I can practically guarantee, I don't even think practically, I can guarantee you there would have been no consensus. If you served barbecue, would that have been mocking? If you served just regular chicken, would that have been mocking? If you'd served pizza, would they have said, what are we, Italians or something? I mean, what do you think is going on here? We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I love it when leftism hits leftists. I don't mind spiking the football. I don't mind saying I told you so. I have a big smile when I confront those suckers and I get to tell them how wrong they are on everything. There's no better thing to go get the popcorn and the Coke out. And I'm not talking about that Hunter Biden Coke. I'm talking about Coca-Cola or whatever pop you like to drink or soda. And it happens each and every day, folks, and twice on Sunday, where we get to watch leftism just crush itself. I used to call it spiraling in. I call it the death spiral. No, it crushes itself. It crushes under the weight of its own scrutiny. That's why they don't want you to question them. They don't want you to use their own logic against them. Like, well, it seems pretty funny that Joe Biden finds Donald Trump's classified documents irresponsible, handling irresponsible, but his, he has no comment. No. His were found in 4 and 5 different places when he was a senator and a vice president. Trump, when he was president, where he has a legitimate reason to say, I declassified it.
And suddenly, oh, it's not that big. It's overclassified. Everything's overclassified. They don't just spiral in the death spiral. They fall. They get crushed on the weight of their lunacy. And the only thing I can tell you that I hate about it, I hate that innocent people get caught in the crossfire. You know, what they call collateral damage. But the collateral damage of their ideas, we're it. We are the collateral damage. Our kids are not learning in school. They're too. You don't even want to know what's going on in these inner city schools where the Hispanic kids are slowing these kids down to a crawl. They can't learn anything. And even the mediocre students are bored to tears because they got to wait for the Hispanic kids to catch up. And if you don't understand how difficult that can be, have you learned a foreign language? Because if you ever study a foreign language, it is so frustrating because you don't understand the language at first. And it takes a long time before you get just basic level fluency for the average person. And even longer to get to where you understand the jokes. That's what I tell people in France all the time. I'm like, I don't like just speaking a language. I want to understand the jokes. I want to understand the nuance of language the same way that I do with English. So it makes me so doggone funny. But anyway, this collateral damage, and let me give you an example of something, and I'm going to do two here, but Tyre Nichols is a perfect example. The guy who got beat up by the cops in Memphis, he's a perfect example of leftism not spiraling to its death, but getting crushed under the weight of leftism. Want some examples of what I'm talking about? So, Tyre lives where? Does he live in Foothills, Tennessee? No, he lives in Memphis. Memphis, big city. So Tyre lives in a big city, and he gets accosted by police for whatever. I don't know why they stopped him. It's not my business, but here's what I do know about Memphis. Memphis doesn't have any Republicans anywhere to be found. So let's take a look at it. Because I got the numbers for you. The mayor of Memphis is Jim Strickland. His name is James Stephen Strickland, but they call him Jim. He's an American attorney and a politician, 64th and current mayor. By the way, he's being challenged now by the former mayor, who's a brother. Jim Strickland is a white boy. Yeah, he's a white boy from Tennessee, you see. A Democrat. He previously served as a member of the Memphis City Council. Strickland is also, you ready for this? This is going to be a shocker. Yeah, you're not going to believe this. Yeah, he's an adjunct professor at the Cecil C. Humphreys School of Law. I'm guessing at the University of Tennessee or the University of Memphis, one or the other. We'll check with Reverend Jesse Jackson and get back with you on that, okay? So, that's the mayor. White mayor, Democrat, and in light of this latest controversy, well, we can't have a white man in charge when black cops are beating up and killing black folks. We need a black man in charge. That's apparently what this former mayor believes. Another time, another story for another day. Let's take a look at the city council. The city council of Memphis, Tennessee has 13 members. The chairman of the city council is a brother. All right? Of the 13 members on the city council, 8 of them are black. Of the 8 black city council members, 5 of them are black women. And of the remaining 5 city council slots that are available, they are occupied by crackers. White men. No white women. And, you know, I'm just looking at the people, so I'm presuming they're men. And I'm presuming that they don't have other ethnicity, but they look like white cracker men, okay?
Well, Kevin, you got your Ritz crackers, you got your saltines, and you got your Keeblers, and you got your generics, and
they're just crackers, okay? So, what is the one thing you think all these city councilmen have in common? black men and women and white men. What do you think they all have in common? The common tie that also binds them with their mayor, Jim Strickland Jr. Well, if you want the answer, it's they're all Democrats. And I know it's a shocker to you, right? I know you're like, Kim, surely you're kidding, man. It can't be. Yeah, yeah, they're all Democrats. So that's where we are when we look at this situation in Memphis, Tennessee with Tyre Nichols, where five black cops beat up a white dude. I meant a black dude. If they beat up a white dude, we wouldn't even be talking about this. What y'all talking about? I don't even know what y'all talking about. Anyway, sorry to go a little ethnic on you there for just a second. If they beat up a white dude, though, you wouldn't know the story. There's a meme where these white cops, three white cops, are beating the dog out of a white dude. And everybody's joking, saying, so what are we looking at here? You know what I mean? You just see the comments. And there's a chair you can barely see. They pan to it sometimes on the left. Unless it's a table, like an outdoor table. And I jokingly put on there, oh, that's a really nice table. You got to see it to understand it. But essentially it means when three white cops are beating up a white dude, well, that's a nice car. When it tickled me because somebody sent it to me, and the comments had me rolling. They just had me rolling. Anyway, when we come back, I want to get more into this, the chief of police in this situation, because again, I want to show you how leftism spirals in on itself, and you learn to just have a good laugh at it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update.
This is a blue-collar blueprint to rebuild America.
President Biden speaking to union members in Madison, Wisconsin about what's called the American Rescue Plan, which will fund projects and training for good-paying, stable jobs. The president continues his tour highlighting points from the State of the Union address. Tomorrow in Tampa, he'll talk about Social Security and Medicare. Hope is dimming that rescue workers in Turkey and Syria will find any more earthquake survivors. The death toll from the quakes and the aftershocks now tops 11,000. Researchers say they're getting closer to rolling out a vaccine to prevent breast cancer. The Cleveland Clinic's looking for trial participants, people who are cancer-free but at a higher risk of developing breast cancer. A top Federal Reserve official says high interest rates could be around for a while. Fed Governor Christopher Waller says it might be a long fight against soaring inflation. Rich Johnson, USA News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I actually was going to go into a whole other conversation about this crazy leftism and it's spiraling in on itself, and we will in the final segment of the show, of the program today. But I wanted to also highlight the craziness of leftism, how it crushes on the weight of its own self. And the Tyre Nichols story is so perfectly placed because, you know, we could talk about immigration, which is where I'm going to go, but we could talk about crime, we could talk about education, we could talk about any of it. Anything you want to tackle. And by the way, I should also give out my claim. If the leftists want to come on the program, think they've got better ideas or can tell people, oh, Kevin Jackson don't know nothing, then I invite you to come on the program. I've been saying this for the better part of 13 years, and I think two people have taken me up on it, and we kicked their butts so bad they never came back. I whooped their butts. We should just get those shows out. You guys should make it a point to go find those shows. When the guys challenged me, I whooped their butt. I didn't even study. It was like, Kevin, I'm ready to go on a show. Okay, fine. You're on. What's your topic? Here's my topic. Bam. They're knocked out right there in front of everybody. And, well, Kevin, I'll be back tomorrow. And I'll go. Okay. I'll be here ready to fight. And then neither one of them, twice, I remember two, never showed up. And I remember one of them, he's a black dude, and it was a cordial conversation. And every time he said something, I went, well, what about this? What about this? What about? And I said, by the way, come back tomorrow. You can go check everything I said. Come back anytime you choose. And if you refute it, you know, you got evidence, bring it back and we'll talk about it. Never came back. We had a great conversation. We should find those. Those are great shows. Anyway, welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. And I don't use all these big words to beat up on people. I don't go all Ben Shapiro on you. I can, but I don't need to. I can beat these people without having to showcase my intellect, which, of course, is rather large. But I don't need to. I just give them a little bit. Bam, bam. It love taps is what we call it when I was a fighter. When you were just moving around with somebody, you weren't training for a big fight, it's called a love tap. Pa, 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 pa. Not to hurt you, but to let you know I could have. So I was just love tapping the boy, and both of them, and one of them was absurd. I remember him getting mad, but the one guy was cordial. I just hit, ba, ba, bam, and we were done. And that's what we're talking about here. I'm telling you, Tyre Nichols gets brutalized by five black cops. They threw in a white boy at the end of it to just kind of, there's a white guy involved. Yeah, I'm sure he was the ringleader of all them Negroes, right? Because when I looked at the film, it was black folks kicking that boy. Not white dudes. And who's the mayor? Jim Strickland Jr., white guy, Democrat. Who are the city council people? I just went through it. 13 members, 8 of whom are black. Of those black members, 5 are females, black women. You know, it's supposed to be compassion. It's supposed to be down with the cause and all this right there. And then 3 black men of the other 5 people on the council. They're all 5 white guys, but they're all Democrats, every one of them. The chief of police. Let's talk about the chief of police. Cyrilyn C.J. Davis. She was the one in charge of these officers who tased this man, couldn't subdue a 145-pound dude with 5 officers on the Scorpion team. Are you aware that Cyrilyn C.J. Davis is the one who set up this elite fighting force of evil? Yep. People don't know this. She was fired from her previous law enforcement job after a botched probe. First female police chief in Memphis history in 2021. You want to know why I point that out to you? To let you know that affirmative action sucks. That's how she got the job. You think Cyrilyn C.J. Davis is the most qualified police chief? Oh, but let me tell you, she came to Memphis with riding on a silver horse on Aladdin's carpet. I read all these glowing reports. Oh my, she came to Memphis, you know, highly sought after, highly touted. So I decided to look her up. Look, here's the thing. You would think that the information I'm about to share with you, I had to dig and dig and dig for. Nope. It's right there. So she was fired from her job with the Atlanta Police Department in 2008 for her alleged involvement in a sex crimes investigation into the husband of an Atlanta police sergeant. 2 detectives accused Davis of telling them not to investigate Terrell Marion Crane, who was married to Sergeant Tanya Crane, after the police department obtained photos of him with, you ready? You ready for some leftism to spiral in on you? Underage girls. Leftism crushed under the weight of itself. Federal grand jury later indicted Terrell Crane on child pornography. He pleaded guilty. The indictment was issued after the Atlanta Police Department took no action in the case, and a subsequent investigation by the city pointed to Davis as the reason. She was demoted from major to lieutenant before being fired from the force that she had joined in 2008. That is who was hired to be the Memphis police chief. Now, they tried to revive her career the way they do everything with the left. Let's put her in front of Congress. Let's make her an expert. So in 2020, as chief of the Durham, North Carolina Police Department, Cyrilyn C.J. Davis testified before the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee on the use of force by police, condemning the murder of George Floyd and addressing the, you ready for it, systematic shortcomings and oftentimes failures of our law enforcement and criminal justice systems. See, they had their token black woman to trot out in front of Congress and go, yeah, look at here. They shouldn't have beat that drug addict who was trying to pass $20 bills and wouldn't give himself up. They should not have hurt that man. High on fentanyl, enough to kill a horse. And, oh, they were so brutal. That same year, she appeared on national TV outlets like ABC's Good Morning America as what? Anybody want to guess? An expert on police reform. I know. Kevin, what are you trying to say? Why you gonna, you know, mess with this woman and, you know, she's doing the best she could, Kev? I mean, why you gonna do all that, man? You're Uncle Tom, man. You, man, you're supposed to stay with your race. Yeah, I've heard it all, people. Here's what she, this is what Megyn Kelly said about her in 2017. If your idea of a police chief is a gruff, cigar-chomping tough guy, well, you need to meet C.J. Davis. You know, people get so excited. Oh, you need to meet C.J. Let me tell you. I'm going to tell you right now. When I see a black female police officer, I immediately go, affirmative action. They're not the best. There's a black police chief here in Phoenix. I've seen her. I haven't spoken with her. I've seen her. Been to the same event with her. We were doing prayer breakfasts for fallen police, for just police in general. And she was there, and she spoke. And I'm watching the rank and file, because there's lots of cops that come to this thing. And I'm watching the rank and file, and what I'm thinking the whole time I'm watching is, they don't have any respect for her. They have to respect her position, but they don't respect her. And it isn't racial. It's just they know. You know the thing. You know. Davis denounced her own Memphis officers after footage surfaced of them beating up on 29-year-old Nichols, who, of course, died 3 days later. And then she fired those officers who were then later charged with Nichols' murder. Now, I want to see what happens to these officers. And oh, by the way, white people, why ain't y'all out there burning stuff down? Oh, wait, it was a black dude they killed. Sorry, my bad. Nicholas's family praised her response. And a renowned civil rights attorney, there's a new one now, right? Because Johnny Cochran dead. So Ben Crump has called her a blueprint for justice. But those who've watched her from Atlanta to Durham say she's not the blueprint for justice. And I'm going to tell you, I see her, as I said earlier, she's an affirmative action officer who's in over her head trying to please everybody. Because, see, that's the problem that happens when you get women to get into these. And I'm not trying to be disparaging the women, but when they get into these positions of power, they're caught in that quandary of, do I play, you know, the tough guy? How do I balance it and still maintain my womanhood, but while I'm trying to do what is a tough job, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And if some people would say, well, Kevin, that's the thing that we've got to break through. That's the barrier. Okay, I'll go with that.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Leftism gets crushed under its own weight. I was talking about the Memphis situation where the mayor, Jim, what's his name? Jim Sutherland? It doesn't matter. White boy, Democrat. 13 city councilmen, 8 of whom are black, 5 of whom are white. 5 of the black people are women, all Democrats. They bring in a chief of police who's supposed to be... They called her a rising star, Sarah Lynn C.J. Adams. I'm sorry, Davis. And she forms a group called the Scorpion Group, an elite task force that's supposed to, what's supposed to be the best cops on the force. And they commence to beat the crap, beat a black man to death. And it's not her first time that her law enforcement officers have done bad things or she's been involved in some sort of a cover-up. And Where's the leftism getting crushed under its weight? We got a city run by leftists who bring in an affirmative action black female cop who forms a task force that promptly goes out and beats a black man to death. And you know what they blame it on? White supremacy, of course. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. White supremacists. Yeah, that's what I am. Blacker than the day is long, and people want to call me a white. Oh, you're not a tool of the white man. Yeah, I'm a tool of the white man. But you know what I didn't do? I didn't vote for Democrats who put in a black woman into office who formed a task force, a law enforcement group that beat a black man to death. You know what? I'm not the person who elects people that in city after city are allowing the crime rate that disproportionately kills black people to continue with nobody doing anything. I'm not that Negro. Again, I'm glad you guys are with me. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Oh my gosh. So much to talk about here. So much to spike the football over with these leftists. And look, I was telling you leftism fails. I've only used one example, and we've done two segments on it. I'm just talking about one example. I ask you, show me where it works. Show me that black kids are getting smarter through academia. Show me that. Show me where black kids are getting better home training. What my grandmother used to call it, mother wit sense. When you got both your parents. Show me that. Show me where black kids are becoming more mannerable, more respectful, more diligent, more entrepreneurial. Anything that involves black folks getting ahead. You think that the problems that we're facing in the black community, that there's the Jews are talking about this, you think, you know, Mazel and Tafelul and Hoffling and you know, Bernie and all them, you think they're talking about the stuff we're talking about with their kids? Or you think they're talking about getting into the Ivies? Look, if you don't get into Harvard, if you don't get into Harvard, God forbid, you don't get into Harvard, then there's always Yale, okay? There's always Yale. I mean, they're not having the conversations we're having. That black people often talk about, let's have the talk. The talk is about policing in America. You should be having a talk about not having babies at the age of 13. You should be having talks about how to gain an entrepreneurial mindset, an overcoming mindset. Do you know what leftists teach in America? They teach victimhood. And you know who they teach it mostly to? In disproportionate numbers? You want to know where there's real problems? It's teaching that to black kids. Teaching it to black kids. Everything is a grievance. I started out talking about chicken and waffles. You serve black people chicken and waffles. Oh, what you trying to say? Black people, all we eat is chicken and waffles. If you served that to me, I'd say, man, woo, look at you trying to be all ethnic. Let's have some of these chicken and waffles. I'm not going to be mad at, oh, and Kevin, you want to have some watermelon and Kool-Aid? Why not? It's Black History Month. Let's celebrate, baby. And me and my white friends will eat it like it's our last meal. But boy, let them silly Negroes on the left have, oh, how are you going to serve me chicken and waffles? And like I said earlier, what do you want to serve? You sauerkraut and Der Wiener Schnitzel? What do you want? It's insane, man. And I'm to the point where I'm not dismissing it. Oh, no, I'm confronting it on behalf of everybody. And by the way, Tampa, coming to town. Coming to town. Well, I'm in. Yeah, I'm going to be there. February the 9th. Mañana. So come see the show. The Palladium Theater, 5:30 VIP, 7 o'clock the show for the, you know, the sodomites. Well, everybody will see the show, but the VIP is where you want to be. So get that ticket. Go to topcomedyshow.com. So anyway, long story short, the leftism fails at everything it tries. Show me where it works. I invite you to come on the show, 844-551-8255. But here's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about it failing on immigration. And here is the mayor of New York City. His name is Eric Adams. And he's talking about, we can't afford this. We can't afford this. New Yorkers cannot afford this. Here it is.
Mr. Mayor Eugene Daniels here. Good to see you. Recently in a political event that we had, you told my colleague that the White House needed to make sure that the city's mayors needed to get all of the support they need and deserve when dealing with these kinds of issues. Have you talked to the White House about your concerns about maybe the lack of resources that you're getting from them to deal with this crisis?
Yes, we have. Repeatedly throughout the last few months, and we are engaged in real conversation. I just really want to take my hat off to Senator Schumer, Congressman Jeffries, and the New York delegation. They were able to get over $800 million in the omnibus bill. We're going to get $8 million from FEMA, but it's just so much more we need. We are projecting $1.4 million during this fiscal year, $2.8 million in the next fiscal year. This is a major financial impact and burden on our city, and we're hoping that the White House understands this is a national problem and it must be resolved. But again, it must be resolved in a real way. Congress must pass comprehensive immigration reform, something that the Republicans have really avoided doing.
All right. Where do we start, right? Okay, so New York's got a real problem with immigration. Illegal immigration. That's what he's talking about. He's not talking about the people coming in, you know, the right way, getting processed and seeing the Statue of Liberty and all that. No. He's talking about the ones that come across that southern border into those border states and then slowly filter their way up to New York. Let me ask you, do you want to really look at the problem from a numerical point of view and say how many immigrants migrate to New York versus stay in Texas, Arizona, California, New Mexico? Because whatever his problem is, it is a chili pimp problem compared to that of any of those four states. New Mexico is a wasteland because so many illegals just stay there, and now it's become a mess. It's a horrible place to live right now, sadly. Even Nevada is got some of the problems. By the time the little filth, it's like a hurricane. You know, the winds are going to do the most damage around the eye. Those are the strongest winds. Once you get to where it fans out, yeah, you get a little bit of the fallout, but it isn't nearly as bad as the people who went through the eye of the storm. But he says it's a national problem. And I like how he says this. We talk to the White House. We're engaged in real conversation. And then he goes on to thank all the leftists, Chuck Schumer and Joaquin Jeffries, all these idiots who were the people who actually started the problem. These are the people who are the reason for the problem. Open borders. If Eric Adams were being legit, as opposed to blaming the Republicans on this, and so, well, Congress must pass comprehensive immigration reform or else we can't get this done, and it's the Republicans who are stopping it. Really? Show me how. Show me. We have Republicans who, and I'm not talking about the Mitch McConnells and those guys. There are many Republicans who have done nothing except say, build a wall, require legitimate, you know, screening of these illegals coming in, enforce our laws that are on the books, etc. And these guys, oh, until they pass that, it's just a Republican problem. See, I can see the politicking. He may fool other people, but I see the politicking. This is not about him really solving the problem. This is about him getting money that Chuck Schumer was happy to get earmarked for him. And I think his numbers are off. I don't think he's talking millions. I think he's talking billions. This is not a $1 million problem. It's a $1 billion problem. He called it a major burden. $1.8 million and $2.4 million in your budget is not a major burden. Not for big cities like New York and L.A. and Chicago and places like that. His comments are laughable. And it's leftism, again, falling in on itself. And he doesn't have the guts to say instead of thanking Chuck Schumer and Joaquin Jeffries, he should be excoriating them for being the cause and the root of the problem.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.